Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marien, your host from Yachts Mermaids, and today I have Karina. Hi Karina, welcome to the show. And she's been in yachting for 2 years as a deckhand formerly, and now she's a deckhand chief too. She just started her new role. So the reason why I brought Karina on the show was because she recently created a Facebook group for females on the industry to support them to be able to speak up and share, you know, whatever they wanted to share, just create more community among women in the industry. And the name of the Facebook group is The Female Voice. So this is how I got to kind of meet Karina. And yeah, I invited you here because I want to know a little bit more about how this Facebook group came to be. Was your intention with it? Was your story behind it? That kind of stuff. So yeah, if you want to share the beginning of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Marien, for having me on the show. I'm really, really grateful that you reached out and asked me to be a part of it. So yeah, I'm excited.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so thanks. Yeah, so pretty much the reason behind the group. So I've been in yachting a couple years, and when I actually started yachting, I found it really, really difficult as a woman to get into the deckhand role. I remember it took me a really, really long time to find that deckhand position. It was always, oh, be a stew, you know, go that way because that's the way that women go. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I am doing stew work right now as well, and I enjoy both. But I think I really, really wanted to go the deck route because, one, I'm more into water sports. I've always been a tomboy. I've loved to be outside and to work physically hard. So yeah, that was my goal. And when I first found my first job, I was actually a deck stew. And yeah, I just remember always kind of facing those little obstacles in the role, you know, not being trusted to really know how to do lines or fenders or whatever it is, being questioned constantly whether I knew how to do it. But when you saw a male who was green as well, they would just assume that he could do it better than you. So, you know, that's nothing new to the industry. It is male dominated. Females always feel that, you know, that they're not necessarily good enough, or that they don't know what they're doing, or, you know, they're not as good as men to fit into that role. So anyway,
I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I just kind of wonder, as you're talking, when you decided to come into yachting, I just kind of wonder what was your mindset around being a woman on board, wanting to become a part of the deck crew? You know, what preconception was already there, and what mindset did you actually came with, right, when you decided to show up for that role?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that I was prepared knowing what the industry was kind of about. I had a few friends that I met traveling that were yachties that told me about the industry. And I actually remember one of my South African friends saying, oh, like, you know, you shouldn't go the deck route because, you know, if I was a girl, I would just go the stew route because it's easier. And I think when someone tells you that, like, I just always want to do the opposite of what someone says. Like, if they tell me that I can't do it, then I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm good enough. And I've always been like that growing up, whether it's playing sports or whatever it was. I always loved, like I said, being a tomboy and beating the boys. So I am a bit competitive. So I think I had the mindset that I wanted to prove to myself that I can do it just as well as a man, you know, and as well, loving the side of the job that I saw. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I did watch a bit of Below Deck. So I saw, wow, it looks super fun to be on deck. I want to be driving the tender. I want to be doing the water sports. You know, I'm also a kiteboard instructor. I love scuba diving. I want to be doing all of these things. So yeah, that was kind of my mindset around it. And yeah, I think I knew that there was going to be a challenge to really break into the industry.
It's interesting that your mindset was, I have to prove myself that I can do. So in order to prove yourself, challenges must be expected, right? Because if there's not an obstacle, if there's not a challenge, then there's no proving, you know what I mean? Process, I guess. So it's just, I'm just wondering, because I understand that it is a reality for many women, not only on deck, but in the industry, you know, to be seen as good enough or, you know, whatever it is that they're going through. But I also see that there are many other women that are not facing that. And I think that biggest difference that I've seen, or the difference that I've seen, is the mindset that the person is in.
Right.
You see? So like a lot of the people that are facing a lot of challenges, you know, especially women on deck and all that, is because they're constantly in a mindset that continues to supply that challenge. And then they have, you have the other opposite of other women that are like, no, like, I'm one of the boys, you know what I mean? Like, we got this, you know, like, I'm a leader, I'm doing this. And they don't, even if they do probably have certain situations that are similar to every other person on deck or on the yachting industry, they seem to take it and seem to respond differently to it. You know, because the mindset is so different. And I find it very interesting that you, right off the bat, one, the seed was planted that is going to be hard. And two, that you said, oh, I'm going to prove myself. So I find it very interesting, you know, like that you already had that and then that you're constantly facing these challenges, you know. They're real, you know, I'm not saying they're not because you're facing them. So what comes up when I tell you this?
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. That makes sense. I mean, I haven't felt in every single job like, you know, oh, I'm not good enough or anything like that. I've actually had really good experiences on deck. In all of my jobs, I have had males that have told me, you are really a great asset to the team. You're fit, you're strong, you're doing well. You've learned to drive the tender quick. Like, I've had a lot of great experiences as well. But I think there's always that, there is just that little bit in, I guess, that little voice always kind of saying, or it's not even that little voice. It's the way that men don't realize how they kind of treat you as a female on deck versus a male. Like, it's more like a subtle thing that happens that I've picked up on.
So can you give an example of that, of those like subtle things?
For sure. Actually, recently, just on this charter I did as a, I was a deck chief stew, so I had to run out on deck when we're doing lines and fenders. And, you know, the captain was like, we had a mate and we were all new. So he had no idea like our skills. Well, he did to a certain point, but anyway, it was more like, okay, we're going to do this all together. And, he was kind of going between either I'm going to jump on the tender or the mate was, and one of us would have to like hold a fender. While we were docking, and he was like, are you comfortable? I don't know if you're comfortable with fenders, like with making sure the boat doesn't hit the dock, you know? And I was just like, he has no idea what my skills are. Like, he's assuming, to me, it was like, he's assuming because I'm a woman, that's how it came off to me, that I don't know how to do that. So he would have rather me gone to the tender because, you know, maybe because it's not as big of a damage if something were to happen to the tender than to the yacht, if that's kind of how I felt would happen. So kind of like those little subtle things. And then I had a chat with him after, and I just asked, oh, like, you know, how come you mentioned that? Like, it just made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing. And he was like, oh, well, I haven't seen your skills. Like, I didn't know if you're comfortable with it. And I was like, I am, I've been on deck for 2 years. Like, I know, I'm not an expert, I'm not an officer, but I know how to do these things. So it's those like little things like that, that I think males don't realize when they say that. They wouldn't say that to a male deckhand or a mate. You know, they wouldn't question their ability. So it's not necessarily like.
But I wonder, because you said that he said, do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is just a question. Do you feel comfortable with the fender? You should have been like, yeah, go. I got this. I got your back. No. Do your thing. Yeah. You know? Instead, all of a sudden, that little question that was barely, like, it was literally asking you, do you feel comfortable doing this, trigger something in you that immediately allow you to react, oh, he doesn't believe that I'm capable of doing my job. And that's a story that all of a sudden you created, right? Because that's how you perceived it. So, it, you know, it's I'm being objective here. I'm not saying like he's right, you're right. I'm just being objective and just seeing the bigger picture and understanding, because I really want to understand, like, you know, because there's a lot of complaining, a lot of saying, but I really want to understand where is the problem. And I don't think it's a problem. It's, I think it's a miscommunication between humans, not even female or male. I think it's like humans in overall, you know, because if I'm listening to the story, it's like, oh, the captain asked her if she was comfortable. She could have just said, yeah, of course, I got this. I got your back. Go be a rock star. You know, do your thing.
Yeah.
Instead,
and that is what I said. Oh, that is what I said. So it was fine.
Doesn't believe I can do this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely you have a point there. I probably do that to myself a lot. That's part of how I was raised. I always had to prove myself. I was a really... like an overachiever and a people pleaser growing up. I come from like a Russian Ukrainian family where I had to get straight A's. I had to always be the best of the best. And I always got questioned if I wasn't delivering 100%. So I think that's ingrained in my personality.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I'm sure that maybe some women aren't as hard on themselves as I am on myself, because I want to be like as good as everyone else, you know, and I know that I'm capable. So I think I do definitely put that pressure on myself. And that is probably where it comes out. You know, now that you say it like that, maybe he wasn't doubting me, but it just sounded that it was.
Yeah, it felt to you because it triggered something in you.
Yeah.
We already know where it's coming from that little self that's like always trying to prove herself, you know, getting yeah, totally. And this is really important because I love that we're having this conversation, because I think a lot of people can go like, oh, wait a second. What happens when I'm being actually activated, triggered? You know, like, is it really, you know, what is this person really saying objectively to what I'm feeling, you know? And obviously their story may be different, but everybody gets, I don't like the word trigger, but activated. You know, differently. And I think this is, you know, because I don't think we should be blaming people, you know, like man or versus female or whatever, because it could be a female captain, you know, activating it as well, you know what I mean? It just so happened that the person that was doing this was a male. And I think this is really important conversation, because people need to understand going a little bit deeper into what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. You know, in the mirror, in the reflection that's happening in the moment, you know, it's like, okay, this situation happened. What's actually beyond that? You know, what's deeper than that, that is allowing me to continue to replay the same story over and over, right? Because it's almost like a lot of us have the same story, different boats, different people, same fucking story. You know what I mean? It's like same dog, different color. And you kind of, at some point, you gotta think, is it the industry or is it me, you know, that I need to learn something and I need to let go of something. And this is why I'm continuously, creating, you know, this situation in my life. Because for me, for sure, every time has been like that. I have had to go a little deeper and then I done my inner work. I'm like, oh shit. And then that never, ever happens again. Because I realized why I was creating that situation. In many different boats with many different people, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, it's funny that you say that, because I just had this conversation with a chief stew that came on to help us with the trip. Adrian Gang, I don't know if you know her, she was on Below Deck. And she actually was really great. I learned a lot from her. And she actually saw exactly what you're talking about in me. And she goes, exactly what I just explained to you. I do like defend myself in a way that I want to prove myself. And she's like, you got to just stop. You have it in you to do it. You know what you're doing. Just stop trying to prove yourself to these people, because they can see it, and not everyone's going to respond the way that you want them to. It's part of the industry. It's, you know, and that's a big thing. And I've actually learned that this week. That's really funny that you mentioned that. And I've been reflecting on
that. Here's the thing, though. Karina, the adult, doesn't need proving. Karina, the little girl, that's the one that's coming through. So doing the work is you attending that little girl and making sure that she knows she doesn't need to prove herself anymore. Because you, as an adult, as a conscious being, you know you don't need to prove yourself. You know you've got the shit. You know you're good enough. But yet, even though you know it, the repetition continues, right? And it's because it's not you who's in control. It's the inner child. It's the little self who's constantly being activated. And it's like, oh, wait, survival mode. I need to prove myself, you know? So it's like, it's super important that we understand that it's not us as adults. It's the little self in us that is the one that's being activated all the time. And the only way to calm that is by talking to that part of us and saying, hey, you know, like, you don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to do this. You're safe, you're nurtured, I'm here. And then everything shifts because I've done this. And it's like, it literally like 360, right? Not only on yachts, but my entire life, you know?
That's and really good point.
Yeah. And this is why I've been having these amazing experiences on boats after I, you know, did the transformation, because now I know I don't have anybody to blame. I just have to take responsibility for myself and my own issues and my own traumas. And then when I do that, the reflection changes, right? I start manifesting like amazing people that are mirroring amazing stuff that are in me, you know? And when I do manifest, because I still do manifest other people, right, that are showing me the traumatic experiences and stuff, I'm actually grateful. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. You showed up. All right. I'm doing my work. Okay. You know? So it's very interesting. So let's talk about the female voice. Mm-hmm. What's obviously... The female voice group is because you want to give a space for people to speak up.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm like 100% with you. I think like more people need to speak up because speaking up creates awareness, you know, like us talking, a bunch of awareness just like came through. Mm-hmm. So what's your, here's the thing. I've seen a lot of Facebook groups come alive and they just die after and disappear. Mm-hmm. And this person behind the group is like, yeah. And a lot of fuss. And then it's like, you know, like in my country, they say koki, nothing, you know?
Right.
And I just wonder, because I saw yours. I saw another one, Girls for Yachting.
Yes.
Which is more... the topic more about like harassment and bullying and sexual abuse and all this stuff that's happening in the industry, which I think is a really great support system to have just to talk about it, you know, and create awareness. So, but I always have, I just wonder, you know, like, I wonder, because like being a person that opens up a group like this, right, the administrator, I don't think people understand the responsibility behind it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are like, oh, I'm just going to open a group. I'm like, okay, great. You can open a group. But do you understand what you're actually asking people to do in the group, you know? Mm. So just like when I'm saying this, what's coming up for you in that sense?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the reason I opened it up was all of my experiences coming together. And I just really... yeah, I was looking for a space to kind of share what was happening with me on my last boat. And I just thought, you know what, it would be really nice just to have open conversations with women. It's not necessarily like a group to bash men or say that men are bad. I love men. I have great male friends and I've worked with amazing men in the industry. But it's just more about like how females are struggling in the industry, whether it's, you know, moving up or, you know, whatever on deck, stew, whatever it is, whatever they're experiencing. I just wanted to really create that open space, have conversations. I love sharing stories. My biggest thing, like I have a blog and a website where I talk about vulnerability, openness. I love, that's like my favorite topic, you know, meeting people, having those conversations and not being afraid to express who you are. And I think that a lot of the times in the industry, people kind of close themselves off. It's like very professional. We can't talk about this. We can't say what we feel. So even if it's just a space for someone to come after work and go, hey guys, this is what happened today. Can anyone give me some advice? And you know, if a few girls can just come in and help that one person out, then that would be amazing. So yeah, I guess that's kind of my goal with the group. I have been guilty of not posting these last 2 weeks because of the job I've just taken transitioning. We went straight to charter. I haven't even been on my own social media. So my goal this week, I'm going to get back on it. I actually have Adrian Gang, who said she's going to contribute a lot to it and help get the conversations flowing and post some kind of stories of what she's been through or experiences she's had specifically with male captains or whoever it may be, all in like a positive way to bring awareness and to allow women to go, okay, well, I've experienced that too. And, oh, this is how I can handle it. And I think it's important to understand how we can react and how we can respond, because it's one thing, it's exactly what you said to me, which I've taken, I think it's great because I've come through, I've had a lot of self-actualization, self-actualization in myself from my experiences and how I need to react and not, you know, prove myself. That's my biggest thing. So for other women, it might be something else. And my kind of hope is that we can give each other advice, we can give each other help for how to handle those situations, scenarios, and to pretty much better ourselves in the industry, how we as women can succeed, be good enough, feel good enough, whatever it may be that we want to achieve. So, yeah.
No, I totally agree. And I love seeing women opening groups, more, you know, more open conversation, you know, and saying like, hey, it's okay to talk about it, you know, express ourselves, support each other, because you know, I definitely, because I have changed, I have seen the change. Mm-hmm. But when I was still in the other side, yeah. I saw a lot of hate among women in the industry, you know? Yeah. And it was so, and I always like, I remember like being at a bar at one point and, you know, you're like a group of crew and, you know, the next group is crew, you know what I mean? They're yatties, you know, you don't know them, but you know who they are. Yeah. And it's almost like that, what's the word, animosity?
Animosity, right? Yeah.
But, and almost like, oh, like we're not going to talk and like kind of like looking each other up and down. And then it was so weird to me because I thought, you know, tomorrow I could walk on your boat and all of a sudden we're like besties, you know?
True.
But in this moment, we're like just pretending like, you know, to hate each other, because it really was like a hate vibe, you know, like judging each other and stuff like that. So I definitely, I love that more people are coming together, more women are realizing, yeah, we need to stick together. We need to, you know, because here's the thing, as a seafarer, right? Because we call ourselves yachties, right? Yeah. But at the end of the day, we are seafarers, you know, we cannot forget that. I think this is what got us in trouble a lot of times. The majority of seafarers are not women, you know,
it's true.
But in yachting, there's a lot of women compared to like a tanker, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously on a cruise ship, there's obviously more women because there's more, there's many, many different positions, you know, to be filled. Mm-hmm. So I think in the yachting, I think there is, even though it may not be high numbers, I feel like it's a industry that has a lot of females in, you know.
Definitely.
And not just on interior, but, you know, like on deck and all around, right? I think the more that we have, like platforms like yours to really open up that conversation and be like, hey, we're sisters, fuck. You know, like, we're sisters, you know? Like,
we gotta have each other's back.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, so that's really important. And I, you know, I love that there's other groups happening and all that, and I love that when other groups die, new groups, you know, get birth, and that's awesome, you know. Sure. I remember that at one point I was looking for help, like you, like just trying to find like-minded people that were in the industry, because I had a lot of like-minded people outside of the industry that I could talk to about everything, but I just kind of wanted to connect with like women in the industry.
Yes.
And I found these groups on Facebook, but none of them were active.
Right.
And I was like, this sucks. You know, like somebody opens this to help people and then you don't get a message back. There's nobody, like you're posting, nobody, you know, there was no support. Exactly.
Yeah.
And So yeah, so I it kind of got me a little bit disappointed. And that's how my whole Yachts Mermaids kind of started, where I wanted to not open a group, but I wanted to create a directory with active people that were actually supporting the industry. So in whatever moment, if the person is no longer supporting the industry, because we may, you know, evolve and, okay, well, you know, you're out of yachting. That's not what you're feeling cool anymore. That's cool. But then that we know, okay, well, that person's not active anymore. We can take that person out and put somebody who's active, you know, because I, you know, it's an industry that you got to be on, right?
Of course.
So all this support has to be on at the same time. So this is what the Yachts Mermaid kind of came to be, to really have a directory where only active members that were actually helping, you know, were there. So it's easy to go, oh, I need help with anxiety. Who in the yachting industry is helping right now? Boom. Okay, that one. Oh, I need help with, I don't know, work harassment. Oh, okay. Boom. That one, you know, that's like my, that's how I came to do my support system in a way, instead of obviously opening a group, because I knew for myself, I wasn't going to be able to sustain a group, you know, from my side. But, and then this opportunity of opening conversations with people like you through the Yachting International radio, you know, open up. And I say, yes, I'm up for that, you know, because I love a conversation, you know, just going a little bit deeper on all that. So, I don't know. I'm going to give you back the mic that we don't have.
No, I think that's amazing what you've done. I've seen your group, I think I actually noticed you about like a few, maybe it was a year ago or something like that. And I was like, yeah, it's really cool what you're doing. It's amazing. I think that's great. And I think there's always room for more groups, like you said. You know, it's all about bringing women together. And yeah, my goal right now is going to be to get it more active. I think at the moment it's still new. There's only like 200 members. I mean, that's pretty good. But yes, they're not all active. It's not like everyone's posting every day. I think we need to get conversations going. So, I mean, I'm open to ideas. If you want to go in there and do something, go for it. I'd be more than happy. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great, great little thing that can evolve for women to just kind of share what they're feeling. And I think it's also interesting to note, like, it's not just about the men and, you know, that as well, even though that's kind of what the group is saying. Because like you said earlier, I wanted to come back to the point. You said that women sometimes hate on each other and how we should stick together. And I found that that really resonated with me, because my very first experience in yachting, I actually got bullied by another woman who was a chief stew on a small boat that I was on. I was a deck stew. And it was awful. Like, we started out as friends. I was completely green, like, you know, didn't know what I was doing. But it really kind of went downhill because she just gaslighted me about everything. I don't think she was happy being in the industry anymore, because she was a bit older, and she was there because of the captain, and they were together. So she wasn't really in yachting before that. It was just like the captain's girlfriend kind of thing. And I picked up on that. And unfortunately, I was the easy target and got picked on all the time. And yeah, it really left me a bit like, I don't know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It left me just a bit like deflated. I was like, wow. And it's funny, because I went in the industry being like, I got to prove myself to men, but yet I got put down by another woman. Mm. And then I was like, what is happening here? Like, not only do I have to like prove myself on deck, now I have a woman who's also telling like, I'm not good enough, or this, that, and the other. And it was just really, really frustrating. It was a lot of bullying that I experienced. I leave the position, and after that, I've had great experiences. I've had a lot of good jobs. But yeah, it's just, I think women do need to be on one another's side. And even like this charter that I just did, stepping into like the stew role again and having to learn a lot again, and having Adrian, who I'm just going to keep saying was amazing, because, you know, she even said it herself on the show. I don't know if you watched it. She was depicted pretty like, not badly, but a lot of people didn't like her. And when I met her, I did have that. Initially, I thought, oh my God, is this going to be another scenario where like a cheap stew is going to just like put me down? And actually, we ended up having a really good friendship. And she said to me, you're doing amazing. You've got this. Like, you are literally killing it on deck inside, like, you're going to be able to do this no problem. And to me, that meant a lot because she's got 16 years of experience. And even though she's mostly a chef, I was like, wow, like, that's really kind of come a long way from when my first experience, another woman was literally just saying, there's no way you're going to last in this industry. And then the captain who she was dating on the deck side to me, he was like, maybe you should rethink this. This isn't for you. But then right after that, I got on a charter boat as a deckhand and I had a great experience. I was thrown in the deep end. I was like driving the tenders. I was doing lines, heavy lines on a 70 meter. And everyone was like, you're amazing at this. This is great. Like, not that I need compliments all the time, but just people recognizing that you're actually an asset to the team and not putting you down or making you feel like you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. I think was a really cool thing for me.
I think it's interesting that you say that this person was already, you know, oh, I don't want to be here kind of mindset.
Yes.
And I think, you know, people need to understand that there's two things. One, when somebody's talking to you, they're not talking to you. They're talking to themselves. No matter what we're saying to each other, at the end of the day, we're talking to ourselves. And this is when it's so important to not take anything personal, you know, because at the end of the day, okay, well, this is how she's expressing herself, you know, and if something activates you, right, that's then something that you need to pay attention to. But the rest, if it's something that doesn't activate you, you're like, oh, okay, whatever, that's her thing, you know, she's having one of those days or she is so miserable because she doesn't want to be here, and it's obvious, you know, so, I think not taking things personal has saved the day for me so many times because I've been able to just step back and be like, okay, well, this person's not really talking to me. They're just, verbal vomiting.
Yeah. Know? There's something else going on.
You know what I mean? Letting it go, like blowing it out. And Definitely. They're just using me as the tool, you know? Yeah. Because literally sometimes if you listen to people, you're like, what? That has nothing to do with me, you know? And it's because they're just needing to, you know, take off the lid from the hot pot, you know? Mm. And sometimes, well, you know, they come to us and for whatever reason. And then I found myself that when I was getting activated, I was like, okay, got it. There's something here for me. But when I wasn't, well, I was just kind of like, huh, what's happening? Then I was like, okay, well, I'm just not going to take it personal because anyway, it's never about me, you know, it's always about whatever they're experiencing and having, you know, and I think yachting is like, not just yachting, but in yachting it's so easy to see because we're in this, you know, small
close quarters, yeah,
all together all the time. Nobody really talks about their personal lives and what's really going on. Right. And I think that I have found myself, always wondering, being more compassionate, you know, towards the other person. I'm asking myself, what may be happening that I don't know?
Yes, that's good. You know? That's a good one.
Because a lot of times when I've seen that a lot of people have things, then when somebody actually steps back and asks questions, then the other person can be like, you know what? My cousin just died. Or I literally work with somebody who's father died and they didn't talk about it for like a week because they thought if I talk about it and they send me home, I'm gonna lose my job. I was like, you gotta be fucking crazy, man. And immediately I kind of started seeing like there was something off, but I wasn't sure what it was. And then nobody wanted to ask, right? And I said, no, fuck this. Like, I'm gonna ask. And I pulled the person aside, say, what's going on? Like, I'm here, let's talk. I was like, oh, my father. I was like, what the fuck? Get on a flight right now. Like, go. And no, this person did not lose the job, you know? And it really made me realize, wow, we really need to become a little bit more compassionate, you know? Like, we don't know what's happening on the other side.
So you know? True.
How many times do we not express ourselves, you know? And we just go on reacting and doing things. And, you know, it's always like, there's two sides of the coin and we can be on both sides, you know, we can be the perpetrator and also the victim, you know?
It's true. So, Yeah, I think that's important. Like, not taking things personally is the big one that I've learned in this industry. And, you know, even though sometimes I still catch myself, I think I've come a long way from when I first started. Like, I think that experience of what I had with that woman, you know, putting me down, I was a mess when that was happening to me. But now that I look back on it, I was like allowing myself to feel that way. I was allowing myself to react and be frustrated and to feel like I wasn't good enough, when in reality, like, I was like, I could have just done the opposite and I could have just responded differently, but I didn't. And now when it happens to me, I do respond differently. And I actually find that I've become a much more of a stronger person because of that. I don't, you know, I won't start crying because of these kind of things. I won't get frustrated. I'll just go, I'll literally like take a deep breath, go, okay, they're acting this way. Exactly what you said. Something else is going on. Like, something might be triggering them, or they're just having a bad day. It's not personal. And if you do that, then it's so much easier to just get on with your job and not feel, you know, like something is wrong with you per se. And the same goes with, you know, what you said, going to other crew members and being compassionate. I think that is really important, having those relationships, looking out for one another. We're all humans at the end of the day. We all want to feel like, you know, we're valued, we're important. We don't have these like normal lives working on yachts. We can't have normal relationships. So I think it's really great when we can come together as a team and just look out for one another. And I think, yeah, that's the other reason I created that group, because it's like more women need to do this together, and hopefully, you know, men and women as well, because they're, like I said, I already have amazing relationships with both sexes. It's like in the industry, it's just something that needs to continue to evolve, I think.
Totally. No, I agree. So, what would be your advice for somebody that maybe is wanting to post on your group, but is kind of feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't know, should I post, should I not share? What's your advice on for that person that may be wanting to share but is not sure?
I think my advice would be, it's a safe space, there's no judgment. You know, I've shared my stories just now, and I'm more than happy for anyone to hear them, because at the end of the day, like, if you're not going to share what you're going through, then you're not going to learn and grow from it. I mean, I just learned and grew from what you've said to me about the inner child at the beginning, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Okay, now I'm going to take that into consideration, and next time I feel that way, I'm going to sit back and think, okay, how can I change my reaction? How can I grow from this, so this doesn't keep happening and making me feel this way? And then, you know, if that works, and then I'll be able to go, oh, wow, like, you know, these men aren't treating me as bad. It'll be better. And I'll recognize, and I'll, it's what you said, I'm a big believer in manifestation. I'll have these amazing workers, coworkers around me that will believe in me, that will value me. So that's what I am actually feeling on this team right now. And it's amazing. So yeah. And I think it's because I've been doing this learning and growing. So anyway, going back to my advice, yeah, just share it, because you don't know who can help you. Like, you've just helped me. Hopefully I can help someone else, or someone else in the group can help them with some advice. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's, you know, just a bad day at work and someone said this comment to you, just share, because I'm sure someone else has experienced it. They'll have some advice or a solution for you to take, and you might just learn from it.
Yeah. So I, when you say this, I feel like it's, you know, sharing is paying it forward, you know,
it is.
And it could be that your story is exactly what somebody else needed to hear, you know, you know, just not, it doesn't have to be you gaining anything, but by you giving, you actually gain.
Exactly.
So yeah, awesome. Is there anything else you want to say, talk about before we wrap it up?
Yeah, no, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I think that was great. Yeah, thank you so much, Marianne. It was really nice chatting to you about this.
So guys, if you want to join Karina's The Female Voice, I'm going to post the URL, the link, so you guys can join. And yeah, just start sharing, because sharing is really important, especially in an industry where we need to get together and just create community, you know, mm-hmm. believe in community. Let's really, we're like literally living in community, but like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Let's make it alive. You know what I mean? Not just living, like alive, you know?
Exactly.
So thank you so much, Karina, for opening up the conversation, for showing up, you know, with via your group, because it's really needed. And thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Marianne. And yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch and hopefully we'll see some things happen on the group. It'll be great.
You're invited to the show anytime you want.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, well, it was really nice chatting to you.
Okay, people. As you know, if you have something to share, wisdom to pass on, and you want to be part of the Uncensored Show, click on the link below, and we can record a show together. And if you want to be part of Karina's Facebook group, just click the link below, and I shall see you next time.